2020 is here. Some of you are pumped up. You're ready to go after your goals. You're trying to put things into place. But I have a tip for you that's going to ease up the pressure and the stress of how you're going to feel about whether or not you're getting the progress that you're looking for in 2020. It's going to be a way to kind of guide you to make it easier on yourself to continue the momentum that you need in order to achieve what you want to get. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. So let's go. When you are setting goals, and you all know that I don't approve of or recommend New Year resolutions, like they just don't work. A list of things that you think you need to change, normally we write them negatively. We don't write them with positive intention. We don't write them in the real way that you're supposed to write affirmations. And so I'm not going to talk about that on this particular episode. What I really want to talk about is I don't care what you've done. Maybe you're in the minority and New Year resolutions work for you. So I'm not going to say they don't work for everyone. I'm going to say the majority of people have no success with them, especially by mid-February, they're gone. But I will say this, no matter what your drive is, no matter what your goals are, no matter what you've written down on your list, you do need one thing. You need a guiding light. You need a North Star. You need to be able to see one thing that you want to accomplish, one thing that you want to achieve, one thing that you want to be able to do. And here's my tip. In order to do that, because what happens is daily life is going to come in order to stay consistent with the things you want to achieve, you have to know who you are fighting for. Who are you fighting for? What are you fighting for? This has to be bigger than you. If it's not bigger than you, you will not be able to sustain the longevity that you need in order to get you there. Sure, you'll get some short spurts of momentum. You might be able to go from 0 to 60, but you're not going to be able to hold 60. You're not. Life is going to show up. Challenges are going to happen. Things in your life that you cannot control or foresee will show up. The issue at those times will be the decisions that you make. Because the decisions that you make will start to change the direction of the path you go in or the path you create. If you do not have a guiding star, you have no path. It doesn't matter that you get hit with different things that happen to you in your life. Obstacles are part of the whole thing. What matters is if you can't see beyond the obstacle because you don't have a guiding light. Therefore, you react. And then when you react, you bounce left, then you bounce right, then you step back, then you jump over. But you don't know where the hell you're going. You have to know who you are fighting for and what you're fighting for. That is your guiding principle. This is why I really subscribe to the whole one word philosophy of picking one word as your word to guide your year, not all these goals and all these lists. Now, I will say there are a lot of people that also use the three-word philosophy. That's powerful, too. Don't go beyond three. Some will do one for, like, themselves, a word for themselves, a word for their work or career, and a word for, like, their family or their relationships. I like both of those things, one word or three words. The point is, I don't care if you use one or three. What I do care is if you know who you are fighting for. Like, for example, I know that I am fighting. Every single day, my job is to wake up and fight for the underdog. My job is to make sure that I'm disseminating, delivering information that I've been lucky enough and blessed enough to get access to, or experiences that I've gone through, or failures that I've had, or successes and wins that I've had, and go through those things to be able to share results that can help others, especially the underdogs, those that don't normally get access to the information, those that don't normally have someone that can guide them and coach them and be transparent and vulnerable and give them tools and tips and tactics. Like, that's who I'm fighting for. Those that actually want to make a difference in their life in some way, shape, or form. So when I know that's what I'm fighting for, I know what decisions I need to make. I know when obstacles come my way, how to deal with those obstacles better. I can't see them in the future, but when they come to me, I say, how does this affect me? And how does this impact me delivering what I need to deliver to the underdog? How does this impact me helping the underdog? You need to know in 2020 who and what you are fighting for. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.